Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This was like hors d'oeuvre camp, right? They just serve hors d'oeuvres. Now the big meal's coming when they open up camp. What is July? Do we have a date on that? Do you know the date?
I'm sure we do, but don't ask us.
Okay, I won't.
It's later in July.
Yeah. So, and then we get into the very high and hotly contested battles for quarterback. And really, I think that's what the big storyline's been for the mini camp that we've seen and the fact that everybody showed up. You know, we're not dealing with situations like they are in Cincinnati or they are in Pittsburgh where, you know, players aren't showing up and you're like, well, they're not at this mandatory camp. So, you know, the veterans end up taking like a $100,000 fine for not showing up for this stuff, but they're trying to make a point. And if they make a point and they get their contracts restructured, then they probably get that $100,000 back anyway, even if they missed a couple days. So I wish I had that gig. So, Jeff, what did we learn at Camp Mini or Mini Camp?
Camp Mini.
Yeah, it sounds more fun that way.
It sure does.
Mini Camp.
Gotcha, huh?
Wow, that was really good, Jeff. Thanks. I didn't expect that.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate that a lot.
What did we learn at Camp Mini? Yes.
Okay. Here's what we learned. This is kind of like I'm just throwing out some speculation based on things we observed.
Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Daryl Ryder coming up in 16 minutes.
Quinshon Judkins is your number one running back.
Okay.
You have a three-man race for quarterback.
So can I ask this question? I'm not trying to deviate.
Go ahead, deviate.
The majority of us feel like, even though what I said about the fans, what we got and the reality, and we're going to ask Daryl Ryder this too, is that Shedeur Sanders should find himself on the team, but is not really battling for the starting spot. Is that fair?
And I'm just speculating based on what we saw in 3 days of practice. If I'm not mistaken, and unless we missed something, Dylan Gabriel was the first quarterback up at some point during practice. So was Joe Flacco today for Flacco, Dano, correct? And then Kenny Pickett was the number one guy up. Shedeur was never the first guy up. Shedeur took fewer snaps. By the way, if Flacco had a son and his name was Dan, he could call him Dano Flacco.
Moving right along.
Thank you.
Yep.
So I would think.
Well played.
And I would think this is just fine because, you know, he played 2 years at Colorado. His offensive line wasn't very good. He threw tons of passes behind the line of scrimmage. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the idea of having Shedeur Sanders sit there all season, watch, learn, and maybe develop into a long-term viable option as your starting quarterback.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I'm good at being an idiot, but all passes have to come from my line of scrimmage. I'm just curious. Is that what you meant to say?
Complete, He completed more passes behind the line of scrimmage, the stat that I saw, than any other quarterback in D1. In other words, wasn't throwing the ball like crazy downfield. Part of the reason might be because the offensive line didn't give him much protection.
Saying that he had to sit in the pocket. Is this what we're saying? I'm a little confused.
He completed more passes that were thrown behind the line of scrimmage than any other quarterback in D1, according to the stats.
Okay. Now I get it. I get what you're saying. I don't know why I thought.
Yeah, we've thrown that one out numerous times.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with, this is not an insult to him. It's not an insult to the Browns. If the Browns think they have something and that he's not quite ready, the worst thing they could do is throw him out there. Let him learn. Let him develop. Man, I hope the kid becomes a beast. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be great?
Does he have more time to learn and develop than Gabriel does?
No, but he probably needs more time. Dylan Gabriel played 6 years of college football at the Division I level. 1 year he didn't play very much because he got hurt. And he played at a high level and played extremely well. Extremely well. Shedeur Sanders played 2 years at a high level of college football and did okay. Doesn't mean he couldn't be a better pro eventually. Maybe he can be. And if I'm the Browns, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to set that kid up to succeed and see if he can be the guy. And if he can be the guy, Andy, congratulations. I mean, that would be awesome. And while you're doing that, if Dylan Gabriel goes out and impresses everybody and wins the job, that's awesome. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if once, since when? Since we had Bernie, Mike Pagel, Gary Danielson, we had more than one quarterback that you were really comfortable putting on the field? Kelly Holcomb was pretty good for a while.
I think fans are always comfortable putting the number two quarterback on the field
until they actually play.
Like all the time. And if you need proof of that, go back to the Ravens game where DTR had to start week 2 when he was not ready. Not ready. Wow. I could say it again, but I don't need to. You already saw it. You lived it. I kind of reflect on what we have talked about over the last couple of days with this mini camp and where they're going with this team and what's ahead. I don't feel like there's been gigantic separation. Like, even though it does feel like Shedeur is kind of entrenched in that number four spot, that could change real quick when they get back to camp. I feel like Jory was right when we talked to her earlier today from Yahoo Sports. That
Jory Epstein.
Yeah, I think she's right that one of those guys. I don't know who's trading for Flacco, but I think one of those two, Pickett or Flacco, is getting traded. One of the veterans, and I think that they're going to go into it with Pickett or Flacco and the two rookies. I think that's the way it's going to go. I don't disagree with that at all.
That one kind of scares me.
But I think that's the truth. Someone's going to have a quarterback go down in camp. I hope it's not us. But someone's going to have a quarterback go down in camp, and they're going to be looking for someone they know can start. And I think you could feel comfortable either way. The question is, what team's coming at the Browns, and what are they looking for? And are they looking for a Flacco, or are they looking for Pickett? And they're probably looking for it. If they're looking for a short-term quarterback, if their starting quarterback got hurt, they know they're going to be out for a couple weeks, and they don't feel comfortable with their current number two, then I think someone might come after Flacco pretty hard. I would. You don't want to lose a season the first couple weeks of the year.
You know, there's one thing that I almost feel like we need to throw out a disclaimer. We obviously, unfortunately for years, have been and really are now talking about quarterback and the mandatory minicamp and then what's coming up and everything else. Take a look at the rest of the team.
They don't. Oh, I thought you were saying the rest of the league. Do they really care?
How many position battles are there on this football team? Not very many. You need a left tackle. Can somebody emerge at wide receiver? And how are the running backs going to stack up? That's your offense. On your defense, who's going to play on the other side of the defensive line for Miles? If Mike Hall's healthy, you got to figure that he and Mason Graham are going to play a lot. You know, Schlesinger's going to play a ton at linebacker. He's probably going to start. And you got three good corners, and, you know, you'll figure out at safety. There's one spot that, I mean, is huge up in the air, and it's the biggest spot for an NFL team. And that's why, whether you like it or not, quarterback talk is dominating things right now. Man, we don't have a starter, and we need to find one. And there are four guys trying for that job, man. This, Andy, this is fascinating stuff to me. I like stuff like that. This is going to be fun.
We're looking forward to this, the regular training camp, but really there's only five new starters if you want to look at it that way. Now, I know you want to put Mike Hall in there, and so if he would start, that would be...
If he's healthy.
But you're only, unless Deontay Johnson can bump... Well, yeah, I think Deontay Johnson
could. If Deontay is good to go, he's going to start.
Yeah, is Jamari Thrash going to get taken out? Is Jamari Thrash a starter right now? That's a question. No. Is Cedric Tillman a starter right now?
If Deontay Johnson shows up and Cedric is healthy, your starters are Jerry Jeudy, Deontay Johnson, and Cedric Tillman.
So maybe Jamari Thrash isn't a starter. I don't know if it's possible. If David Bell got healthy, I know you're not. Well,
but they might make the team. But see, that's not.
But if Deontay Johnson isn't there, Jamari Thrash may end up being your third wide receiver by default.
If Deontay Johnson isn't there, they'll be bringing in somebody else.
Quarterback obviously is a spot. I don't need to even tell you that. You're going to have a new starter at that spot.
That is the story. And folks might not like it, but it is the story.
Yeah, I don't know that Jerome Ford's going to be the starter, but there's a jumble there at running back, as you said. Are they going to have a fullback on the field, by the way, since they brought one in? Troy Harrison. I mean, they brought one in. I don't know if they'll have one on a regular basis. So you've got that story that's in front of you. And then on defense, you've got two new guys on the line, and Malik Collins and Mason Graham, but Mike Hall is right there on the outside. And then at linebacker, it's Carson Schwessinger. I mean, really, you're not looking at too many changes. You know what that defensive secondary is going to look like. It's pretty much locked. It's locked. You know who's going to be out there. So you're right.
So what's the story? There is one big story.
It's all quarterback.
There it is.
And positioning for running back.
There it is. I can't.
The defense seems very lame when it comes to storylines.
I'm assuming, Andy, at some point.
Not that they're lame. The storylines are lame.
At some point, we're not going to have that storyline.
The quarterback?
They're going to stumble into something, whether it's this year, whether it's next year in the draft. I mean, it has to happen.
Daryl, you would think. So you're saying in the next, I know you don't like when I do that. You're predicting that.
You know who is right? Jory Epstein. From Yahoo Sports.
We should know who the quarterback is by the
end of next year. Yeah. They should have discovered who their starting quarterback and quarterback of the next 5 to 7 years will be.
Should be.
That's the idea.
Interesting. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call. 216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder, our trusty Browns beat writer, will join us next. Yeah, he's like Underdog. Isn't he? There's no need to fear. Daryl Ryder is here, and he'll be with us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Daryl Ryder.
Just ask him. Hi, D.
Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys. How are we?
We are. Do you feel like you just walked out of the last day of school before school starts back up when camp comes back? You throw away all your books and your notes and all that stuff. Is that how you feel when the mandatory mini camp is over?
Yes, yeah, school is out for summer.
Thank you, Alice.
Is Dan Wright saying there are only three headlines that happened after today? Injury, what are they? There were injury, contract issues, and
arrests.
True or false?
That would be accurate.
We are trying
there will
to.
Be a, there will be a fourth.
And that is?
And that is when the Brook Park project becomes official.
Okay.
We were trying to think, and you sat there and watched it all. So you tell us, did we learn anything concrete about the quarterback situation? And my thought was this. We learned that Shedeur Sanders is the innocent bystander in a three-man competition to be week one starter.
Yeah, it's hard not to feel that way, right, Jeff? I mean, Shedeur did get some 11-on-11 reps to wrap up the practice, and actually he did really, really well. It was a bit of a speed-up drill, and he caught the snap and let it rip, had some really good rhythm. But, yeah, it kind of feels like they are protecting him. Maybe protect is not the right word to use there, but
bring along slowly.
Yeah, that's I think the way I should have put it. You know, they're bringing him along slowly, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, it's not like the Browns are committing a great crime right now because they're not throwing him to the wolves. You know, Joe Flacco got the first 11-on-11 reps today. Of course, the previous 2 days, it was Dylan Gabriel that got reps, right? We saw some Kenny Pickett today. We saw some more Dylan Gabriel as well in the team setting. And then, as I mentioned, you know, in the final session there of the practice, we got to see Shedeur for five or six snaps. So, you know, they are bringing him along slowly. It does feel like it is really, truly a three-man race. But, look, I mean, when we get to training camp, a lot can change, right? You know, Bill Musgrave, Tommy Rees, and Kevin Stefanski will probably get together here between now and training camp and really comb through this mini camp film and you know, make some evaluations. And, hey, you know, who's to say that they don't decide that, you know, Shedeur should get more of a look during training camp. So, nothing is set in stone right now, but just based on the reps making an unfair conclusion, I would have to agree with you. It does feel like it's more of a three-man race than a four-man race.
Daryl, how's Dylan Gabriel looked? And do you think he has a legit chance to perhaps be the starter?
He's been up and down, which is what you expect for a rookie. I still have concerns about the height thing and the ability to see through the traffic of the trenches there. But, you know, yesterday he had a really good session. You know, today he was up and down. Like, that's not the route that I would go. I'll be honest with you, Jeff. I would not start him week one. Right now on my own personal quarterback rankings, I have him fourth. I have Shedeur ahead of him, even though Dylan has gotten more opportunities than Shedeur has. I just think that even with the limited opportunities, I just really like what Shedeur has shown.
So your rankings are, just everyone who's following along at home?
Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel.
And do you believe that one of the two veterans or maybe even one of the rookies will be traded? Is that anywhere in your repertoire?
I think one of these quarterbacks absolutely gets traded. I don't know what the timetable on that would be. I don't know if they would wait until there's, you know, one of those unfortunate training camp injuries that always seems to pop up, right? I keep coming back to, like, with the Joe Flacco situation. I get why they brought him in. I like the fact that they brought him in. But the whole thing with the quarterbacks this year is, let's see what these young kids have, right? Let's see if you have something there so that you go into next year's draft knowing, do you have to combine assets to go get a top quarterback in that class, right? So for me, it makes more sense that Kenny Pickett would start week one, see what he can give you. Then you turn to one or both of these rookies at some point during the season as well. But there was a part of me that's like, yeah, I don't want to see either one of these rookies on the field next season. So I realize I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth there, but I'm conflicted on what I think, feel, and believe the Browns should do at that position.
How'd the offensive line look to you?
It's hard to tell, Jeff, and I'm not ducking the question. It's just they're, nope, they're not in pads. You know what I mean? Like
they look healthy. Like, they look,
yeah,
look old. I mean, they look, what do you think?
No. I mean, for being in shorts and t-shirts, they look fine. Okay. DeJuan Jones looks like he's in really good shape. I actually posted a picture of him on X today. He's a mountain of a man still. Like he's lost weight. He looks like he's in great shape, but he's just a big darn dude. And hopefully he can work out there at left tackle. His rookie year, I would argue he was one of the best left tackles in the National Football League. I thought he played that well before he got hurt. And then obviously he got hurt again last year, and that kind of really slumped. So hopefully he can stay healthy this year. I think that if healthy, the offensive line is going to be just fine. But just right now, it's really hard to tell because of, again, they're just not suited up right now. So I don't want to make any unfair judgments about those guys. And same goes for the defensive line because, you know, they're right now, this is, I think, this is the time of year where they're really focusing on techniques and footwork and things like that. You really don't get a true tell on what these guys really look like. I mean, I asked Deuce Staley today about Quinshon Judkins and his cutting ability, and he's like, "Yeah, we're in pajamas right now. Like everything looks good. We're in pajamas right now." So
that's fine.
I'm with Coach Staley there, Jeff. They're in pajamas right now. They should look good.
Okay, is there anything you can learn though from Pajama Ball?
Well, they have a lot of receivers, and they kind of need a lot of receivers right now because of how Kevin Stefanski has been working these quarterbacks with running multiple drills on separate fields at the same time. So you need folks that can catch the football. I'll say this, the secondary looks really, really good. You know, Greg Newsom's very active out there. Denzel Ward is really active out there. So, they're also working on their dances. I know this is something folks are really concerned about.
Great.
They have been working on some fresh moves for the upcoming season when they either break up passes or quarterbacks throw the ball 20 yards over their intended target's head.
All right, this is a two-part question. How did Deontay Johnson – I understand he's just wearing a helmet. How did he look?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he looked okay. He was at the back of the line on Tuesday. I have to get my days right. It's Thursday now. He was at the back of the line on Tuesday. Yesterday, they moved him up. He was like third or fourth in line. Same thing today. Yeah, I mean, he looks like he can play. Let's just put it that way. My concerns, I think, with Deontay Johnson have very little to do with football and on the field. It's everything else that he has found himself having to deal with that, you know, concerns me. Now, he told us yesterday when we spoke with him, last year was just a bad year. It's behind him. He's, you know, focused on the here and now. And the Browns are really the only team that called him. So I think maybe the eyeballs were opened a little bit that, you know, this might be his last opportunity. So he's got to make the most of it. But on the field between the lines, yeah, I certainly liked what I saw from him during minicamp.
Daryl, what is the line at wide receiver? Do you? I mean, one through whatever.
It's like 1 through 30. That's how many guys they got.
All right, well, tell me about 3, 4, 5. That's what I want to know.
Well, the fact that Cedric Tillman and Michael Woods were out there today was good to see. And I thought both of those guys looked pretty good going through their drills and catching footballs. They ran a drill. Actually, I put the video out. They ran a really good drill. I liked it, where the assistant coach would throw the ball, and as they're reaching to catch the ball, another assistant's there with the pads on the hands, swiping and trying to force an incompletion there. I kind of called it catching with contact. And they looked really good going through that drill, because it's easy when you're like catching footballs on air, right? Of course you're going to look good. But the reality is, in games, right, you're dealing with contact, either bodily contact or contact with the hands and the arms. And so I really got into watching that drill today. I thought it was a fascinating drill. And again, the receivers did a good job hanging on to the football.
Daryl Ryder's joining us fresh off of mandatory minicamp. The defensive line has to be good, Daryl. What do you envision on the opposite side of Myles Garrett?
Yeah, you know, you got Oboe still here. You got Wright.
Alex Wright's coming back, yeah.
Yeah, Alex Wright's coming back. He's got that length that they really like. So I honestly think they're going to be, you know, just fine there. And we know how Jim Schwartz likes to rotate that front as well. So, I think with Mason Graham being added to that defensive tackle mix, I just feel like that is going to give them some versatility, and where they can try and take some of the attention off Miles, because, like, that's the challenge, right? You want to take some attention off of Miles, so that teams can't send 2 and 3 guys his direction with no fear of any repercussions with that. And in the limited time that we've seen Alex, like, I love what I see from him, and hopefully he can stay healthy and be a guy that can contribute.
All right, Daryl, in one sentence, what is the most important thing we learned at minicamp?
Nothing has been decided at quarterback.
Okay.
And we have no idea when that is going to get decided come training camp. For all the overanalyzation we're doing about reps and completions and whatnot, I honestly believe that this was a lot more evaluation for the organization and taking a look at these guys and trying to figure out what their roadmap is going to be come late July when they reconvene for this training camp. Because it's going to be challenging. You've got 4 guys that, they got to pick one, and they got to pick a backup, right? And then you got to decide, okay, who do we trade? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't want to cut any of these guys. If you're going to move off of somebody, I would prefer a trade so that you get something.
Fair enough.
For one of them.
He is Daryl Ryder. He is the man in the know when it comes to the Browns. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
You bet, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy your summer.
Work all during camp.
Yes. Have a summer.
Thanks, guys.
Until we talk about the stadium next. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Daryl Ryder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.